This is Radio X. Across Brussels and beyond, expressing city life in your language. Radio X.
This is Owen Stafford, and I am at the European Youth Work Convention at a facility called The Egg, which is on Rue Barra, just 5 minutes from Gare du Midi in the southern end of the city of Brussels. And you may have heard, listeners may already be familiar with the European Youth Work Convention. I interviewed Chris Burns, who is part of the press organisation here behind the event. But I decided, after interviewing him, to come down and check it out for myself. So I am joined now, and as you can hear in the background, fantastic atmosphere, great buzz down here, fantastic drum percussion band in the background, as you can note out here. And to find out a bit more about how the event is going so far, I am joined by Koen Lambert of YINT, who are an agency for international youth work. And Koen, how has the day, in fact, how has the week been going so far?
So far it's been so far so good, that's what I can say. I mean, we have been able of gathering about nearly 500 youth workers and experts and policymakers in the youth field together here in Brussels for this second convention. And this is now our second day that we are closing. You can hear a bit in the back the nice atmosphere, so we're going a bit into a bit of a party atmosphere now.
So I arrived at the right time.
But we have to, we have been discussing already yesterday and today a lot about what we have been calling here together the search for our common ground. We are working in a European context with a lot of different realities, different kinds of young people also in the different countries. We also have different styles of youth work, of youth organizations in the different countries. And our discussions aim to find what binds us together, what is our common ground that we can base our work on. Because we believe that by doing so, we can become stronger and advocate ourselves stronger to the policymakers on national and European level, what we want to achieve with young people. And that's a bit the rationale behind this convention that's taking place now.
Now, on Thursday is the day when quite a lot of the policymakers are going to be gathering. We have the Commissioner Navracsis, who's the Commissioner for Youth. He is coming. Also, Mr. Al-Hendawi from the UN as well, who's the Rapporteur for Youth. The Flemish Minister Gatz is coming as well, as is Minister Wakemans from the German-speaking area of Belgium. So, amongst other policymakers, they are coming down here. And the Brussels Convention is going to be presented then, is that right, whilst these policymakers are here in attendance?
The idea is indeed that on Thursday morning we will be able to present a declaration to all these politicians that you named, with a clear request to take that on board of their policy making. The declaration will be written here on the spot. It's not really a document that that is already prepared by whatever committee. It's really based on the discussions here during this convention. And the clear demand to the politicians that will be here on Thursday is that they take it with them and also make it a reality in the policies that they make. We already have one commitment in the way that when it comes to the Council of Europe, not the European Union yet, but the Council of Europe, the plan is there that they will take up the content of the declaration and work on a recommendation on youth work in Europe. And we hope that many other European institutions, but also national governments, will take up elements of that declaration in their policy.
And just to go back to the declaration itself, this isn't done up by bureaucrats in an office. This is formed on the basis of rapporteurs who are writing up this declaration, visiting projects and speaking to people on the ground. That has to be reiterated.
Indeed, it is a very clear choice that we have made to organize this convention a second time in that way, because we believe that youth work is, first of all, a grassroots activity close to young people. And this is what we want to bring up to the highest level, that it's not because we work on a European level that all of a sudden we would only be highbrow whatever declarations. We are still working on the ground with young people, and also politicians on a European level should see that and take into account that reality. We are now living in a Europe where there are many very many difficult situations in a lot of countries. Indeed, youth unemployment is, of course, a problem very high on the agenda, and that is completely correct, I say. But we don't want to lose the fundamentals of our work, and we still want to iterate that in terms of that we believe that Europe should also be built in a participative way, with young people aboard, with youth workers aboard, with youth organizations aboard, because we believe that is also needed to build a European society that is participative and democratic.
And finally, Koen, you're with YINT. So how did your organization get involved? You, as you said, you are an agency that is involved in international youth work.
We are an agency that is dealing specifically with international youth work. It's our mission. And our main task that we put into practice is the implementation of a European Union youth exchange program, which is called the Erasmus Plus Youth in Action program, which enables young people to exchange all over Europe, to volunteer all over Europe, to train themselves in a non-formal learning context all over Europe. That's our mission. And we have been asked now by the Flemish government, together with the two other community governments in Belgium, to organize this convention in order to steer the youth work agenda in Europe and to put this really into the picture. That's
it. And how do we find out more about YINT, about your organization?
You can also always go to our website, yint.be, that's very simple. And if you really want to be informed about the program, you better go to youthinaction.be. But I have to say, this is really in Dutch, because this is really for our public in the Dutch-speaking young people in Belgium. If you want to have it in English, you go to the Erasmus Plus website in general.
Okay, Koen Lambert of YINT, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with me this evening.
You're welcome.
Radio X, Belgium's first and only 24/7 English-speaking commercial radio station. This is Radio X.
Now, I am going to take time now while I'm here to speak to one or two of the participants who are, well, one or two of the leaders who are giving workshops here as part of the European Youth Work Convention here at the EGG in South Brussels. And I am joined now by Simon de Haring, who hails from Turnhout in northern Belgium, in Flanders. And you are involved in giving workshops, and you've got it's a very interesting workshop you give this, because it involves poetry, but poetry with a twist, poetry with you call it slam poetry. What is that?
It's the basic term that is used nowadays. So it's basically, it's poetry like a deeper meaning, or, you know, you try to get children. It starts at 8 or 9, but then I give rap workshops. But once they're a little bit older, you can go like the deeper meaning of life, or how do you call it, like humanity, what does it mean to be human and everything around that. And then I just teach kids how to be creative with language in a way that they can express themselves in, I guess, the most honest way possible. You know, it's not easy when you're on the stage. You can never be 100% yourself if you're not trained or anything. So I just teach kids how to overcome, try to teach them how to overcome that fear, that initial fear of telling something that you truly mean in front of an audience.
And how do they react when you first tell them of this? Does it take quite a lot of coaxing in order to get them to perform?
Yes.
And to participate?
It usually kind of does, but if you have a class of about 20, let's say there are 20 of them, 6 or 7 will find it fun to play with words and in the first stage of the writing process, so to speak. And then afterwards, once I ask them to perform, I think 2 or 3 willingly go on stage, or, you know, the improvised stage that we have then. And then it takes a little, you know, convincing, but I don't force them to do anything. I just let them be free as possible.
You know? And where do you give these workshops?
Schools, retirement homes to old people, prisons.
Old people?
Yes, prisons, and just local groups, like little organizations that hire me for their members or something like that. Yeah, comes from all directions.
And you can hear the feature in full by visiting the Listen Again page at radiox.eu.
This is Radio X.